And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Man, I had to let that bump go a second, bro. That was, yes. Black crows get me every time. I mean, man, back when they were on the money, they were on the money. By the way, I got to tell you guys, so we're in this first section of the Triple Dipper, pandemic amnesty with a question mark at the end. Like, why would we have that? Pandemic amnesty? I just told Boomer, I said, I wish I could play this audio on the air, but the FCC would fine us if we did. But there's an audio, there's a clip I just saw on Twitter. Funny, not funny, but it was a guy ranting about the same thing. He's talking about that article on the Atlantic, the pandemic amnesty article, which I've got right here in front of me. And he's like, hang on. He's like, pandemic amnesty? He said, no. How about this is like if a bunch of us were on a boat together and we got shipwrecked on a little island and half the group got hungry and decided, hey, let's eat those other people. And right as you're about to try and eat us, the rescue boat shows up. And then it's all like, oh, sorry. Please forget that ever happened. No, you were going to eat us. Anyway, that's what you're asking for. He said, nobody ruined your job. Nobody tried to destroy your life. Nobody told you you couldn't come to the family reunion. No one said, you have a heart attack? Too bad. You have not gotten vaccinated, so we can't treat you. He said it was ridiculous. And you just want us to forget you tried to eat us? Anyway, it was too funny. But I had a little more language than I just used. Here's the piece. I've got it right here in my hands. Let's declare a pandemic amnesty. The Atlantic, Emily Oster, October 31st, 2022. The most epic piece of bad writing I've ever seen. She's very clear. She says, you know, when it all started, said she and her family took an enormous number of hikes and they all wore cloth masks that she had made herself. And once when another child got too close to her then 4-year-old son on a bridge, he yelled at her, social distancing. That's the kind of crap we had to put up with. How many people in this audience got on a plane and had the person sitting next to you freaking out because you actually lowered your mask to take a drink of water? I mean, the nut roll of this, and like Lee from Huntsville a moment ago said on the air, I mean, fear was one of the greatest issues in the entire realm of the pandemic. The fear of COVID became as violent, in my opinion, as anything to do with the actual physical, you know, symptoms of the disease. Now, let me not pretend for a second that I know that something, literally, Charlene and I had it. I think we've had it twice, and it sucked. And the first time we had it, it was rough. But I've had friends that had it as recently as last week, and I've had friends who lost loved ones. So I am not saying this was not serious. What I am saying is what they did to our society that they now want to pretend didn't happen. Can we have amnesty? Amnesty means forgetting it ever happened. No. Forgiveness is okay, but forgiveness still allows for accountability. You can forgive someone and still move forward, but yet hold them accountable. Well, she goes on to say in her article, Emily Oster does, that so many of these precautions were all totally misguided, she said. Our cloth masks were made out of old bandanas, and they wouldn't have done anything anyway, but the thing is, we didn't know. And that's the theme. The whole theme is, lots of stuff happened, but you know, hey, we just didn't know. She talks about all the important choices that had to be made under conditions of tremendous uncertainty. Well, I think I covered that pretty well in my opening. She says there is an emerging, if not universal, consensus that schools in the U.S. were closed for too long. And to her credit, Emily Oster, she was one of the ones saying, stop shutting down the schools. I get it. So she did say that. She's an educator. But she goes on to say, reasonable people who cared about children and teachers, advocated on both sides of the reopening debate. No, at some point it became the unreasonable people who were keeping the schools closed. Says misinformation was and remains a huge problem, but most errors were made by people who were working in earnest for the good of society. No, I think at some point it transitioned and they were no longer working for the good of society. They were working for what necessitated their ability to stay in power, their ability to control the flow, their ability to say, we told you so, their ability to make sure the election went a certain way. On every topic, it says, somebody was proved right, somebody else was proved wrong. The people who got it right for whatever reason may want to gloat, she said. Those who got it wrong for whatever reason may feel defensive and retrench their positions. But all this gloating and defensiveness continues to gobble up a lot of social energy and drive the culture wars, especially on the internet. And I agree with that. I'm okay with getting rid of heated, unpleasant, and untimely and unproductive rhetoric. But you know what I'm not okay with? The idea that we won't learn from this by holding people accountable and making a record of it so that we can prevent it from happening again. Pandemic amnesty? More on that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.